Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim. This is the sixth shiur, Siyata Dishmaya, on the topic of Lo Siyachei Rabim V'Ros, Osana Riv Lintos, Acharei Rabim V'Hatos. And Yisod HaDvarim that we saw was that every dayan has to judge based on his own understanding, not follow the other dayanim, not to try to get to any objective truth, just to try to call it as he sees it. That's the tafkid of the dayan, as we showed from the lashon of the pasuk and the farshim v'chule. So again, we're beginning now our sixth shiur on the topic, and we'd like to explain now what it says in the Gemara, regarding the pasuk of loisane al riv. When it says in the pasuk Osan al Riv, it means that maschilin min hatzad, that you start from the side, meaning you start from the most chashiv person, from the gadol. Because that's what it means in the pasuk, Osan al Rav, that you shouldn't answer the person who's greater than you. In other words, you shouldn't contradict him. And the way to do that is by starting with the smaller people. Maschilin min hatzad. If you're maschil min hatzad, mamela, you're not going to be contradicting anybody else. Rashi says, ksiv below yud. It says rav, not riv, rav. Posach lo mufsho basin, hilkach lo maschil mine. You don't start from the mufla. You start from the sad, the tzad. You start from the side and not from the mufla in the middle. So, Anachem Nakdim, it's known as a Machlokas Rishonim. If there's an Isser to be Cholek on the Gadol Sheba Beis Din, you have to Paskin like him after he says his opinion. Or, it's not that it's Usser to argue with him, but that people aren't going to have the guts to argue with him. Like the Rambam writes in Sanhedrin 10:6. See there in the Lechem Mishnah, the Radbaz and the Tshuva Simen Shinches, the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnais, the Sanhedrin Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, he holds that it's an Isser. Ayin Sham, Ayin Betosis Yontif. So we have a Shita that it's Asser, and we have another Shita that people just don't have the guts to argue with the greater person. Smag holds that it's Asser and Losa Sekuf Tzadi Hei. Look at the Menuchah Yosef there and the Sigi and Sanhedrin. The Sigi and Sanhedrin is Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph. And many, many, many discussions about this. So according to those shittas that you can argue with the Mufla, and you have to paskin like him, asks the Mishnah Lamelech and the Derech Mitzvasech and Chelek Beis, and others farm, there are Baz, others. How is it possible? You're going to be mad at the din just because the Mufla Sheba Beis and says something? Now you're going to twist the din like him if you don't agree with him? So, parenthetically, in the Sefer Ma'ayonei HaChachma, cited by the Tuafos Reim on the Yerem Mitzakuf Peidalit, he writes, Shebevadai ein zed din. Bevadai, you're not going to be mad at the din, like somebody who's greater than you, like the mufla. But b'chai gavne yeshlo lestapik lestalik. That's when you see that the mufla says different than you think. You should just remove yourself from the judgment. The judgment's going to then be nullified, and then you'll start again. Ayin sham. Akopanim. So we have the kash of the derech mitzvasecha. How can you say, how can there be a shita that holds that you should just blindly follow the mufla shebe beis din? Sataris hadin, you're twisting the judgment, you're distorting the judgment. And we also have to understand the inyan of this pasuk of Losan al Riv Lintos, After we have Lo Siachei Rabim L'Chos, how does it fit in? First, we have in the pasuk, don't follow the many, the majority, to incriminate somebody. And then Lo San Al Riv Lentos, how does that fit in? Vine. Imi karo kedivrei Rambam. Shachashashu. Shema yismuchu ashar al da'ato. V'lo yiru atzman. Kedei lachlok alav. Rein zeh l'mishim shechayav adayan lomar rak et da'ato. V'lo lechapes et bitzu ha'emet. Shebezeh im yatu achrei mufla shebebei din. V'yomu kedvarav. V'dai yotel karov ula emet. Rak evan. שנאמר בזה לאו שלא לפסוק מתוך ההסתמכות על האחר, הרי לכן ישנו בכלל לאו זה ברמז, והיקרא שיש למנוע הגדול מלפתוח תחילה, משום החשש שיעברו על עניינו של הלאו. So if we follow the understanding of the Rambam, that the chashash is that other people are just going to rely on him, and they are not going to say things as they see it. If that's the chashash, why is there such a chashash? Because a dayan is obligated to say his opinion. He's not obligated to just get to the objective truth, what he thinks might be the objective truth, but rather he has to say his opinion. That's the Rambam says, Shulinyan Lahasi or Shisi or Adain Mehatos Ladas Dain Acha, Atzara Isha, you just rely on the other Dain. B'chiyavachai, B'zikwa Zakai. So the Pasuk says, no. Losava Keshbriv Hanatiya Levat, Bushatate Marovum Agadolan Vetishtok. No, don't just follow them. So, the dayan has to express his opinion. The dayan's job is not to get to the objective truth. If he wants the objective truth, he can just follow another dayan. Follow the mufla. What's more like, who's more likely to be correct? The mufla sheva based in, this guy was mamish, he was the top guy in yeshiva. And he's been learning, he's steiging away. And he's a goyin olam, the mufla sheva based in. And this guy knows that this dayan knows he's an average guy. He's okay. He's a good learner, but he's not on the level of the mufla. So he might think that he should follow the mufla because then he's going to get to objective truth. So therefore, we have a remez in this pasuk. The Rambam says it's mipia shmua that you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't start with the gadol, ein maschilin min atzad. Because a person is liable to follow him because he wants to get to objective truth. That's our concern. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos that Ein Maschilim Min Atzad. That you start from the side, so that the person is free to say his opinion. Because if you start from the mufla sheva based, then he's just going to follow the mufla, and because he's going to be afraid to, because he's going to say, listen, he's smarter than me, he knows more than me. He's probably right. I want to get to objective truth. Therefore, we don't follow Mipia Shmuel. We don't follow we don't start with the mufla in order that a person doesn't do that. Because he's not going to be mazed. He's not going to have the guts to argue with the big guy. Because he's going to say that the big guy knows better. So that's the shita like the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Sanhedrin 10:6, that you're not going to have the guts to argue with him. Because you're going to say he knows better. Why should I argue? Who am I? Who am I? He knows better. I want to get to the objective truth. And it's more likely that his truth is the truth more than my truth. So we want to get to objective truth, not my own feelings, what I think. So Mamela, when he sees the big guy speaking, he's not going to be Me'iz to argue with him. Not only because he lacks courage, but because it's more likely that the other guy is correct. And therefore, we aim at, and therefore, Maschilim and Atzad. Now, according to the Shittas that hold that it's Asr to be Cholek on the Mufla, we could be Miyashiv, the Tmi of the Mishnah Lamelech. Remember, the Mishnah Lamelech said, how could it be that it's Asr to argue? You're going to be mad to the Din. So the answer is that if the idea is that the Dayan should pass in to be Poil Dilem Lefolos Halam Maisa Shala Emes, the job of the Dayan in his Psak is to employ, to activate the practical truth. So then the Mishnah HaMelech was correct. It can't be when the Dayan knows that the Mufla is wrong that he should be able to follow the Mufla. How can you say that there's an Isser to argue with the Mufla? You think the Mufla is wrong. It's Usser to argue with the Mufla when you think he's wrong. So that's if the Psak of the Dayan is to get to the objective truth. So you can explain Pshat that the Mishnah Lamelech had a good kasha. In other words, the Mishnah Lamelech's understanding was that you're trying to get to the truth. Now, if the big guy, if the Mufla says something and you disagree, so if the vort was to get to the objective truth, then we understand, then how can it possibly be usher to argue with him? That was on one hand, we understood, like we said before, that you're going to say, why should I argue with him? I want to get to the objective truth, so I'll just follow him. He knows better. That's the shita that holds that, not that that you're allowed to argue with him, but you're just not going to. The other shita holds that it's usher to argue with the Mufla Shebe Beis Din. How could it be us that Mishnah HaMelech asks? You're going to be mad to the din? You're going to twist the judgment? Because this gadol said something, you're going to say, okay, you're just going to follow him. You know the truth isn't like that. How can there be such an isser? How can there be an isser to say what you think? When you think he's wrong, when you think that his judgment is not the correct judgment. As lo yitachein, the Mishnah HaMelech says, a psak, ayidei dayin hayodea she'en anem es kedivrei ha-mufla. Can't be the Torah is asking you to argue with the mufla if you think he's wrong. That's if you're trying to get to the truth. You think the truth is otherwise. How are we going to answer you? But after we see in the pasuk of Lo Se'achar Rabin L'Ros, that it's telling you what? That you have to paskin al-pi Torah. You have to paskin as you see it. V'lo l'fol et bitzua emet l'maise, not to activate the fulfillment of the truth. Practically speaking, in other words, your job is not to bring out the truth. Your job is just to be paskin al pi Torah. So if they're dinim b'Torah, kol sheyeshnam dinim b'Torah, al pisko ma yeh, hari gam im ein zeh inyan le'emet shel hadvarim, lefi da'ato hari kivan shel pi din Torah kach tzrich liot pisko, hari zeh pisko shel dayan zeh shekach amra lo Torah lefsok, v'chein eino teima kol kach. It's not really a teima. In other words, how are you paskining? You're supposed to paskin al pi din Torah. So if there's Din Torah had a paskin, then you're paskin out, but you're not trying to get to the objective truth. You're trying to get to the truth Alpi Din Torah. And what's Din Torah? Din Torah is not to argue with the Mufla. And now it makes sense. If the Pshat was that you want to get to the objective truth and you see him as saying it wrong, he's saying it wrong. So since he's saying it wrong, Since the other guy is saying it wrong, even though he's a mufla. So if you have to get to the objective truth, there's no tzaddik. Why should you follow him? Being mad to the din. But if the pshat is that you want to get to din Torah, so what's din Torah? Din Torah is as you see it, and there's certain dinim that define din Torah. You have to follow the halacha. And maybe the halacha is you're not allowed to argue with the mufla, then you're taka following din Torah. You're right, you're not getting to objective truth. But we said, like by the Eidim. Eidim aren't telling us objective truth. We just follow the Eidim because the din is to follow the two Eidim. Here too, the din is to follow din Torah. And din Torah is not to argue with the mufla. So it's not such a tema that you're not allowed to argue with the mufla because you're trying to get to din Torah. And din Torah includes that you're not allowed to argue with the mufla. And that's why it said after the pasuk was mechadesh tasbi soda psak lo siach rabim l'ros. What does it mean lo siach rabim l'ros? It means we're not trying to get to objective truth. Then we would just follow the row for rows. We don't follow the row for rows. You're the majority of two. So it must be that what's the pshat? The pshat is that you have to follow din Torah. Din Torah says for rows it's two, for non rows it's one. So after the Kamash Malan, Lo Siach Rabim L'Ros, we can say Lo San El Ariv Lintos. That you're not allowed to argue with the Mufla. Why aren't you allowed to argue with the Mufla? Because you have to get to Din Torah. And part of Din Torah is you don't stop following majority of the Ros. And part of getting to Din Torah is there's a special Din Torah not to argue with the Mufla. Does it make sense? For the kash of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Rambam, the Perek Beis Melachos Sanhedrin, Halacha Dalet Kosa, she'ein moishivin Melech b'Sanhedrin, she'asur lachlok alav u'lamrot dvarav. You're not allowed to place a king on the Sanhedrin because you're not allowed to argue with him. And that's in the Sigin Sanhedrin 18b. Ein moishivin. משום שנאמר לא תענה על רב, על ריב, על רב, שמפורש ברמב״ם, שנאמר בלא תענה על רב, איסור לחלוק על הרב. בעוד שלהדיה בדבריו בפרק י' הלכה ו', אחרי משמעות דבריו בפרק י' א' הלכה ו', שמותר לחלוק, אלא שאין לו לפתוח ראשון, שלא כדברי רש"י, שכוסף איסור לחלוק על מופלא ועל מלך. ושייני בזה מלך מירב, כמה שכתב כאן במים חיים, לפרי חדש. ומהיחיטייסי דמה שכוסף לא סעני על רב, גם תהיה הכוונה על איסור לחלוק על המלך שהוא רב, וגם דין על מופלא שהוא רב, שמותר לחלוק עליו ולכן שלא יענה הוא ראשון. So we have a difficulty here in the Rambam. On one of the Rambam paskins, you're not allowed to put a melech on the Sanhedrin because it's usur to argue with him. And that's from the sugya lo san al rav, don't al riv al rav, don't argue with the king. Whereas the Rambam himself paskins, you're allowed to argue with the god with a mufla. And just you don't start with him because you're not gonna necessarily have the guts to. But you're allowed to argue with the God. It's not like Rashi. Rashi also, you're not allowed to argue with the Mufla, you're not allowed to argue with the Melech. But Mehechitesi, that Losan al Rav can mean, don't argue with the, it's usur to argue with the king, and it's mutter to argue with the Mufla, just don't start with him, because you're not going to have the guts to argue. How can the same pasuk mean two contradictory things? And one, it's telling you that it's usur to argue with the God, though. With the melech, in other words, telling that it's a mutter, but don't start with him because you're not going to. Which one is it? Is that is aser or not aser? Pasuk is telling us two contradictory things. By melech it's aser, by mufla it's not aser. And not only that, but lekabe melech here we have an iser lachlok. And the Melech, and the Rambam doesn't bring this in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Why not? So this is discussed by Rav Zsolti in the Mishnah Siyavitz in Siman Hey. Sif Katan Zayin, Ayin Sham, Ve'adayin Tzarichi. So we'll let that question hang fire. And Mir Tashem, in the next shir, we will argue this question. We'll bring a smach for our answer. Mir Tashem. And we'll tansa Ryan into more Chidushim Gedolim. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Bli neder namshich.